At the Bank of Antandek, they're looking for a mascot.
We need an icon. Something that says high flying to all our mortgage customers.
Like a falcon or a stallion.
Or even better, a parrot. Check it out.
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're concentrating on helping customers find ways to take years off their mortgage with their overpayment calculator. See what's possible at Santander.
All applications are subject to status and our lending criteria. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
This is Leslie.
And this is Kelly. And we're the Dollar Saving Divas.
In today's podcast, we're going to talk about some different date night ideas. It's always hard to come up with new ideas, so let's get started.
But first, thanks to our sponsor for helping us keep this podcast free for you.
This episode of the Dollar Saving Divas podcast is brought to you by RentTheRunway.com.
You'll find more than 200,000 pieces and 400 designers in the Rent the Runway closet. Anything you want, one flat price.
Formal, cocktail, festive, what type of event are you attending? Get 4 or 8 day designer rentals for a fraction of the price.
And when you click through the link on our Dollar Saving Divas Facebook page, you'll save even more and you'll help us keep this podcast free.
Look great and save money too.
Well, Kelly, do you ever get in a rut with your weekend ideas of what to do with your significant other? You end up just doing the same thing over and over again?
Yeah, laundry.
Well, that is definitely not a fun date night.
No, and believe me, it's not something, you know, I even want him to do with me, so that wouldn't be fun at all.
So it's fun to come up with some different ideas. So we thought today we'd talk about just some out-of-the-box thoughts for date night. And one of the things I know we always do is we do some double dating.
We do. We double date at least.
And sometimes we triple date.
Yeah, sometimes we see each other like three times a week. Well, actually, last week we did. We had a triple date. The key to double dating is you want to make sure, particularly if you're having dinner or going to spend some time with somebody other than like just going to a movie, it's somebody that you like and that you know has the same common interests.
Somebody
that
you have thoroughly vetted and you know that you can spend several hours with.
We've given them they've passed the test. So, yes, I think that's – wouldn't that be the worst thing if you're sitting – in a dinner table with someone.
Check, please.
Yes. Yeah. Or another cocktail, please. So, yeah, make sure you do your homework because obviously if you have small children too and you don't get out much, you want to make sure that the people you're going out with, because those babysitting dollars can be really
expensive. You don't want to waste it.
No.
One thing that we like to do in the summer is go to a local ball game. You know, like the Columbus Clippers. That's a fun night out.
Absolutely. Or the Crew.
Yeah. Yeah. Go to a local game and support your local team.
And it's inexpensive, too, because, you know, sometimes they have the family night tickets or the dime a dog. What a date that would be. Dime a dog night date.
I know,
on
right?
Monday
it doesn't
nights,
get better than
it?
That.
I think it's Mondays. You get some really cheap tickets, you know, and then a dozen dime dogs. And that'd be good. Wow, that's a tough one. I think I'd have to have a couple.
That's a lot of alliteration there.
couple brewskis on that one. Well, speaking of briskies, or I should say cocktails, because we need to upscale this. Because I did this over the holidays, actually. You're not going to do like tea and Parcheesi, but you could do cocktails and play board games, which I think is really fun. We did it over there. How about margaritas and Monopoly?
Wouldn't yeah, we love game night. We do that. And we'll do it like sometimes just the two of us, and then sometimes we have another couple over or some people over, and we do a game night.
Well, we did it with my mother, my daughter, her boyfriend, and my husband and I, and it really was fun. But we did have a little spiked eggnog, and that I really didn't
better.
Care if I lost.
If you're
going to
play Monopoly, you got to have something to drink because that is the most boring game.
It takes way too long moving those little things, and backing them up, and sliding them around, and you know, pass go and get $200. Oh. How about this, though? And you and I have actually talked about doing this. I think you actually said you have done it. Roam around Target. That would be Target for those of you who are not upscale.
Yeah, we've done that on date night.
Yeah,
we've gone to Target.
You're like, let's see, do you want the ultra soft Charmin or do you want this? Well, I think it would be fun. And somebody mentioned this, that if you go into Target and you like separate, and you say for $10 or $15, you can go around the store and find as many small presents as possible. But you have to stay within the budget. I think that would be hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, I think that'd be fun. We'd love Target.
And then you can go to the Starbucks, or then you can go and have a glass of wine. Yeah. Now, speaking of wine, we have done this. Whole Foods, you know, they have the wine bar, the restaurant. Wouldn't that be fun? They have a happy hour, I think, certain nights of the week, maybe like a Friday night for like $10. Go with another couple. I think that would be fun. Or just go and meet some other people.
Or go to some of the local wineries. I mean, there are actually some local wineries around Central Ohio where you can go do a wine tasting.
Or, in our case, you're not going to believe this, our Kroger has wine tastings. We used to, now they've redone our Kroger, but they used to have a little wine bar. And every Saturday, the little wine guy would be there, and we would go, and at that time, you had to pay a quarter. Now, I think tastings can be free. But we had a little group of us, and we would go every Saturday afternoon, and we would drink wine, and he would pour more than just a little sample for 25 cents. And we went there so often that our stools actually had our names on them. That's pretty bad. Yes.
That's pretty bad. Well, something I know, this is not everybody's cup of sunshine, but this is something that we like to do, especially in the summer, is go for a hike in the morning and then go out for brunch. And there's so many really great metro parks around, and, you know, get up early, go take a nice, refreshing walk someplace you've never been, and then, you know, go out for a nice brunch.
I think that's a great idea. But remember, there's certain things that dates that we do not approve of. And the one for me is, you know, the 20 questions kind of date. That would be awful. I mean, you know, that's not a date. That's a therapy session. So right. I would definitely not want to do that. Another thing is dance lessons. Oh, my gosh. How many times have you heard? I think the people that are like 90 used to do that when they were like 60.
Yeah.
But our whole Arthur Murray thing, men are not – sorry, guys, but you're really not that coordinated to take something like ballroom dancing. I mean, I took ballet for 12 years, and I do not want some man stepping on my toes.
That doesn't sound fun for anybody. That's not my thing.
I think the favorite thing to me sounds like the double date night, and I believe we're planning one for this weekend, aren't we?
I think we are.
Good. I think we're doing movies and a margarita.
Thanks for listening to the Dollar Saving Divas. If you have ideas for an upcoming episode, we'd love to hear from you. Just head to our Facebook page at facebook.com/DollarSavingDivasCBUS and share your comments. Our podcast is available on iTunes, iHeartMedia, or your favorite podcast player. Thanks again for listening.
At the Bank of Antandek, they're looking for a mascot.
We need an icon. Something that says high flying to all our mortgage customers.
Like a falcon or a stallion.
Or even better, a parrot. Check it out.
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're concentrating on helping customers find ways to take years off their mortgage with their overpayment calculator. See what's possible at Santander.
All applications are subject to status and our lending criteria. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Oh, I found one of our new Vauxhall Griffin editions.
Yes. What comes as standard?
Standard? Well, alloy wheels, sat-nav, aircon, DAB radio, Bluetooth, smartphone projection and USB connection.
Wow. Is that everything?
Sorry, forgot the colour touchscreen.
Buy a new Griffin Edition, Adam, Astra, Corsa or Mokka X Plus and get a whole host of features as standard. The Griffin Edition range. All Griffin, no bull. Visit your nearest retailer now. Vauxhall, British brand since 1903. Participating retailers only. Limited units while stocks last.